Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 1052, for Wednesday, September 24th, 2025. This is the BGG Page Views edition, but it is a special edition, as we're going to look at the 100 times that a game hit number one, and then the following week did not chart in the top 10 at all. So this has happened 100 times. On the list, there have been about 675 editions of the BGG Page Views. As going back to late October of 2012, all the way to the present, nearly 13 years, and one week. I haven't missed any weeks. Of course, some weeks, some years have 53 Saturdays, or used to be Wednesdays, in them. So that's an approximation, but about 675, I think, is right. There have been 254 games that have been number one. So on average, a game lasts 3 weeks at number one. That's not actually true by any stretch of the imagination. The mode is definitely 1 week at number one. But of those 254 games that have hit number one, 100 of them now have missed the top 10 altogether the following week. It took us from October 2012 all the way to the middle of 2021, almost 9 years, before we managed to find 50 of those. And there's a simple reason for that. In that time frame, we had two big games that had spent a lot of time at number one. Android Netrunner was the first one to do it for a big chunk of 2013, and then Gloomhaven did it almost twice as long through the 2017-2018 timeframe. And so we haven't had that in the last 4 years. So we've had obviously even more volatility outside of that. We have had Ark Nova, which spent about 6 months total at number one, but not the same level. So it's only taken us a little over 4 years, about half the time, really, to notch another 50 games that have hit number one and then missed the top 10 altogether the following week, which I never have developed an actual word for, a term for, something like Shining Star or Falling Star or something like that. But that's what it is. So I had a special episode back in June of 2021 where I looked at those 50 games, and now we have 100. So I could just say go back to that episode, but I've updated the list, so I'll go ahead and cover all 100 in this episode. The first time this ever happened was a full year into the list. It was November 27th of 2013, and the game was Shadows of Brimstone, City of the Ancients, by Jason C. Hill, published by Flying Frog Productions. It hit number one. The next week, it fell all the way down to number 22. That was its third week in the top 10, but its first time at number one. It did subsequently reach number one a couple of more times, ended up spending 35 total weeks eventually in the top 10, but was the first game to fail to have that sudden drop that we've become very familiar with. It then took about 8 months for it to happen again. In July of 2014, Imperial Settlers by Ignacy Trevicek, published by Portal Games, accomplished the same thing. It didn't fall quite as far. It was number one in its third week on the chart, and then the next week it dropped to number 11, just missed the top 10. It ended up spending 9 total weeks on the chart. The first game we have that has only ever spent 1 week, and that 1 week was at number one, this is also a fairly recurring theme, was Space Hulk, the fourth edition, by Games Workshop in October of that year, of 2014. So just a little over 2 months later, it was number one. The next week, it was number 12. Then only 1 month later, the same thing happened with the designer edition of Small World by Philippe Kiarts, published by Days of Wonder. It fell all the way out to past position number 70. It ended up spending a second week in the top 10 at some later point, but not here. Then we had a gap of Went from November 5th of 2014 to February 18th of 2015, so about 3 months, right? And the fifth time this happened was to Ghostbusters, the board game, by Matt Hyra, Adam Splendorio, and Matteo Wilson, published by Cryptozoic Entertainment. It fell back to number 12, although it came back for a couple of weeks later. And then we had a run of 5 weeks out of 6. So it only happened 5 times, from October 2012 to February 2015. And then it happened 5 times in 6 weeks, in April and May of 2015. First was Xenoshift Onslaught by Karen Philosophiles and Michael Chenal, published by Cool Mini or Not. That was April 22nd. The following week, Awesome Kingdom, The Tower of Hate Skull, by Kevin Wilson, published by IDW Games and Pandasaurus Games. It, the week after that, fell all the way out of the top 100, which does happen occasionally, but is not very common. Then there was a gap where a game hit number one but didn't fall out. And then the following week, then we had 3 in a row. Dragonwood by Darren Kisgan, published by GameRight. Skull Tales by David Iescas, published by Four Moon Studio. And Broom Service by Andreas Pelikan and Alexander Feaster, published by Aaliyah and Ravensburger, although that one did have a subsequent second charting later. Then for our 11th time that this happened, into July of 2015, it was something different. A game spent 2 weeks at number one, and then fell out of the top 10, down to number 13. And those are the only 2 weeks it ever spent on the chart. This was Arena of the Planeswalkers by Craig Van Ness and published by Wizards of the Coast and Hasbro. Then, just a couple weeks later, The Undercity by David Carl and Will Schoonover, published by Privateer Press, had this effect. And then we had a bit of a breather. I didn't check to see what the games were that were holding down the top at this spot. That would have been smart. I didn't do that. So from July 2015 and up into February of the next year, so we're looking at about a nice 6 months, maybe 7, before we had then a span of 5 in a row where it happened again, which, again, in the spring. So that was recurring, a kind of a recurring theme from the previous year. Anyway, those 5 games are Pandemic, Reign of Cthulhu by Matt Leacock and Chuck D. Yeager, published by Z-Man Games. That was its second week in the top 10, and it did make another appearance in the top 10, but not the following week. Master of Orion, the board game, published by Hobby World. Terraforming Mars by Jacob Frixelius and published by Stronghold Games. This was its first week of 5 at number 1, its first week on the countdown, and then the next week it was number 49. Don't feel bad for Terraforming Mars, as we know. It's still floating around the top 20 occasionally. And it has the second longest run of any game in the top 10, 237 weeks. Anyway, the fourth week in a row where we had the number one fall out the following week was Too Many Bones by Adam and Josh Carlson, published by Chip Theory Games. This is another game that stuck around for a long time. This was its second week in the top 10. It only spent 13 total weeks in the top 10, but it has had long legs. And then the fifth game was Blacksmith Brothers by Nicholas Pascalis and published by Ludify Creative. The second time a game went from 1 out of the top 100. Then a bit of a gap, about 3 months, 3.5 months, to go to Yokohama by Hisashi Hayashi, published by Tasty Minstrel Games. And that's what happened. And we're going to hear from that one again. So this is, I think, the first one where we have, it happened to the same game twice. There's a few of them that this has happened to. And then for the second time, after a 6 month gap into January now of 2017, we had Kama Sutra by Bruno Faiduti, published by Vice Games, that spent 2 weeks at number 1 and then was gone, never to be heard from again. Then another 6 month gap. So from June of 29th of 2016 to June 7th, I guess, of 2017, that only happened to one game, Kama Sutra, of course, bookended by these other two games. Betrayal at Baldur's Gate is the 20th time a game missed the top 10 the following week. That was by Chris Dupuis and Mike Merles, published by Avalon Hill. It did come back for a couple other game weeks in the top 10 later. And then a massive, the largest, the longest time when this ever happened, when we didn't have this happen, going from June of 2017 all the way to October of 2018, a year and 4 months almost exactly. Now, this, of course, is where Gloomhaven was having its effect felt. So that's why we probably had a number of games debut or appear at number two and then fall out altogether. That pattern would have never stopped, but there was a game locking out the top that kept it from happening to number one games, which is why this is a bit of an artificial sort of club that these games are in. But it's still something that happened. But then we had three in fairly quick succession in October of 2018. Two in October and one in December. There was Blackout Hong Kong by Alexander Feaster, published by Eggert Spiele. Cloudspire by Adam and Josh Carlson, published by Chip Theory Games. And then in December, Paladins of the West Kingdom by Shem Phillips and S.J. McDonald, published by Garfield Games and Renegade Game Studios. A couple months later, we had back-to-back weeks with the second edition of The Castles of Burgundy by Stefan Felt, published by Aaliyah and Ravensburger, and Tiny Epic Tactics by Scott Alms and published by Gamelin Games. Another 4 to 5 week break, and then back-to-back weeks for Tsukuyomi by Felix Mertekat, published by King Raccoon Games, and Blood on the Clock Tower by Stephen Medway, published by the Pandemonium Institute. And then a stretch of several months, where we went from April into August, so 4 months, before we had Horrified by Prospero Hall, published by Ravensburger Spielverlag. At the time, it's published by, USAopoly or something now? And in its second week in the top 10, it hit number one, but then did not repeat, fell back to number 11. Horrified, interestingly, even though it has had also long legs, only spent three total weeks in the top 10. Into October, a couple months later, we have it in back-to-back weeks, first for Oathsworn by Jamie Jolly, published by Shadowborn Games, which does come back for a second number one, and though this was its third week in the top 10 that it hit number one, it did spend 23 total weeks. We'll see this as another recurring theme. There aren't too many games that hit number one, fall out the next week, and then come back for a nice long run in the top 10. It's not very common, understandably. Because if it had that much interest, it probably wouldn't have fallen out the following week in the first place. And then our 30th game to have this happen to it is Sanctum by Philip Neduk, published by Czech Games Edition. That was October of 2019. Fast forward to February of 2020, and we've got three in that month. A War of Whispers by Jeremy Stoltzfus, published by Starling Games. Kanban EV by Vital Lacerda, published by Eagle Griffin Games. This was its second week in the top 10 that it hit number one, and it has never returned. And The King's Dilemma by Lorenzo Silva and Hjalmar Haak, published by Horrible Games. Then, for the third time, we had a game spend 2 weeks at the top, and then miss the following week, and it was Frosthaven by Isaac Childress, published by Cephalofair Games. It spent its third and fourth weeks in the top 10 at number one, then fell back to number 15. It did return to eventually spend 7 weeks at number one. That's a fairly elite category, and 39 total weeks in the top 10. And then we hear for the first time from a game that this has happened to twice, and it's Cloudspire by Adam and Josh Carlson, published by Chip Theory Games. It was the 22nd game to have to do this in October of 2018. It is also the 35th time a game did this, 2 years later, well, a year and a half later, in April of 2020, as it spent its second week at number one and its third total week in the top 10, and then has never returned. So those were both in April, Frosthaven and Cloudspire. Then the very next week in May was Canvas. This is 2020 now, if I didn't mention that. Canvas by Jeff Chin and Andrew Nerger, published by Road to Infamy Games. The following week was Bargain Basement Bathysphere by Scott Slomiani. And then 2 weeks later, Small World of Warcraft by Philippe Keyarts, published by Days of Wonder. Then a nice little gap for a few months, from May to August, so I guess just a couple of months, maybe 10 weeks. And then we had three games in August that missed the following week. Cairn by Christian Martinez, published by Matago. Santorini, New York by Gord, Gordon Hamilton, published by Roxley and Spin Master, the 40th game to miss the top 10 after hitting number one. And then Dinosaur World by Brian Lewis, David McGregor, and Marissa Masura, published by Pandasaurus Games. All right, then at number 42 on this list, we go to October of 2020, and we find Hero Quest by Stephen Baker, published by Avalon Hill Games, which had previously spent a week at number one. This was its second week at number one, and its fourth week in the top 10, and then it missed the following week. Later on in October, Frostpunk, the board game by Adam Kupinski, published by 11-Bit Studios and Glass Cannon Unplugged. It eventually came back for five total weeks in the top 10. And then Endless Winter by Stan Kordonsky, published by Fantasia Games, which subsequently spent a week at number one. But in its very first week on the chart, it debuted, then it disappeared, and then it came back and eventually had a 14-week run in the top 10. But in November 7th, it was number one. Then December 12th, Merv by Fabio Lopiano, published by Osprey Games, in its second week in the top 10. Went from 2 to 1, and then the next week to number 15. Just a few weeks later, in January of 2021, Darwin's Journey by Simona Luciani and Nestore Mangone, published by Thundergriff Games, spent the first of its 9 weeks in the top 10, but that second week in the top 10 did not come the week after it was number one. Then in the very next week, it was Terraforming Mars Ares Expedition by Jacob Frixelius, Nick Little, and Sidney Engelstein, published by Stronghold Games. It came back for a second week of number one later and seven total weeks in the top 10, but they were not consecutive. A gap of a couple of months, 3 months into May 1st, but then we had three games in a row, which led right up to our number 50 game, and this is where the last list would have cut off. So Galaxy Trucker, the second edition, by Vlada Kavadl, published by Czech Games Edition. Then My Father's Work by T.C. Petty III, published by Renegade Game Studios, which does come back for a number one later and spent 10 weeks in the top 10. And Voidfall by Nigel Buckle and David Turchi, published by Mindclash Games, which eventually spent 3 weeks at number one and 27 weeks in the top 10. But on its announcement and debut, that was not true. So now, from this point forward, we're into the area that has not been covered before, the last a little bit over 4 years. So just a little over a month after the end of that last list, we had, for the fourth time, a game spend 2 weeks at number one and then fall out. It was Unfathomable by Corey Kaneska and Tony Fanci, published by Fantasy Flight Games, spent its first 2 weeks at the top, fell away, came back later for a third week at number one, and six total weeks on the chart. Then, a month later, Paleo by Peter Rustemeyer, published by Z-Man Games. It was in its third week in the top 10, but then missed the following week. By the way, we're in 2021 now, closing in on the end of the year. We go to September of 2021 for Tournament Fishing, the deck-building game, by Greg Mahler, published by TGG Games, his one and only week at number one. And then in November, we had 3 weeks out of four for Dune, a game of conquest and diplomacy by Bill Eberle, Jack Kittredge, and Peter Alotka, and Greg Alotka and Jack Rada, published by Gale Force 9. Hegemony by Varnavas Timotio and Vangelis Bahiartakis, published by Hegemonic Project Games, which has spent 12 weeks now in the top 10. And then Hero Quest, again, by Stephen Baker, published by Avalon Hill Games, which spent its third week at number one, its sixth week in the top 10, but then the following week was number 11. So that is the second appearance on this list for HeroQuest. It was also number 42. This is number 56. So that was November 6th, November 20th, November 27th, then another week where that didn't happen, and then we have December 11th for Vagrant Song by Kyle Rowan and Matt Carter and Jason Gibbs, published by Weird Games. And then a three-month break. We go to March 19th of 2022 for Hamlet by David Chirkop, published by Mighty Boards, and then like a six-month break. So again, haven't checked this. I'd have to guess that must be where Ark Nova was number one. What else would it have been? I could go look. Nah, it'll be fine. So Revive by Helga Meissner, Eilif Svensson, Anna Wurmland, and Christian Amundsen Ostby, published by Aporta Games. In its third week in the top 10, climbed to number one. The next week fell to 27. It has come back a couple of more times into the top 10. The 60th game to miss after hitting number one is Dune, War for Arrakis, by Marco Maggi and Francesco Nepitello, published by Come On. It has spent a subsequent week at number one. This was his third week of 18 in the top 10, but yes, went from 1 to 14. A month gap into October for The Wolves by Ashwin Kamath and Clarence Simpson, published by Pandasaurus Games. A three-month gap into 2023 now for Once Upon a Line by William Aubert, or maybe it's Aubert, and Dan Thoveno. Yeah, probably Aubert, published by Pert and Fracas. Then into April 1st for Lost Ruins of Arnak, The Missing Expedition by Min and Elvin, published by Czech Games Edition. Expansion is an easy way to do this, because if you have a big game with a popular expansion, a popular game with a big expansion, it can hit number one. But then it's very likely not going to stick around, because it's very rare for all the it's really a lot of times forum activity that's driving a game staying near the top or charting well. And it's very hard for forum activity to stick to an expansion. It usually reverts back to the base game threads. Later that month, in April of 2023, Cascadia Landmarks, same concept here, by Randy Flynn, Molly Johnson, Robert Melvin, and Sean Stankiewicz, published by Flat Out Games. In July, we had Gloomhaven, Buttons and Bugs, by Joe Klipfel and Nikki Valens, published by Cephalofair Games, debuted at number one, fell to number 11 the next week. A couple of weeks later, Horror on the Orient Express, by Adam Kwipinski and Mikhail Golubyovsky, published by Chaosium. And then just the very next week, so here we have 3 weeks out of four, for Expeditions by Jamie Stegmaier, published by Stonemaier Games. Interestingly here, Expeditions had previously spent 2 weeks at number one. This was its third week at the top, also its sixth week in the top 10. But yeah, it fell back to number 11 the next week and has only had one additional week in the top 10. A gap of a month before we have a run of 3 weeks out of four for NARR, that's K-N-A-R-R, by Thomas DuPont, published by Pandasaurus Games. Apiary by Connie Vogelman, published by Stonemaier Games, debuted at number one, fell to number 13, spent eventually 8 weeks in the top 10. And then Lords of Ragnarok by Adam Kwipinski, published by Awaken Realms, which, it's been a while. Let me look back here. Yeah, it's been a while this has happened. So this is only the third time that a game went from number one all the way out of the top 100. In fact, it is only the third time. That hasn't happened since either. So that's even more rare than I thought it was. A gap of a few weeks to Space, by Lords of Ragnarok was number 70 on this list, by the way. Space Marine, the board game by Games Workshop. Then Tiny Epic Cthulhu, about a month later, by Scott Alms, published by Gameland Games. A couple weeks after that, it was 20 Strong by Chip Theory Games. Then just the next week, Food Chain Magnet by Jeroen Dumen and Joris Viersinga, published by Splatterspellen. This actually, its 11th week in the top 10. This is a very much older game than we're here in December of 2023. But it appeared at number one, and then we haven't seen it since. Then the following week, John Company, the second edition, by Cole Verley, Cole Wehrle, published by Whirligig Games, and it's sixth week in the top 10, hit number one, then fell back to 24. Then just a couple weeks later, Scara Bray by Shem Phillips, published by Garfield Games, and then The Veil of Eternity the next week by Eric Hong, published by Renegade Game Studios, which has subsequently spent 4 weeks in the top 10. But that's quite a run. So just from the second half of 2023, we went from Gloomhaven, Buttons and Bugs, the 65th game to do this, all the way to The Veil of Eternity, which was 77th. So 13 of the 26 number ones in the second half of 2023 fell out of the top 10 the following week. And then a run there in November, December, where it was, let's see, 1 week on, a week where this happened, a week where it didn't, then back to back to back, then a week where it didn't, then back to back. So 6 out of 8 weeks in November, December, we had this happen. That's a volatile run. Then a breather for a few weeks into February of 2024, where we see Triumph by Raymond DiMaria and Valdemar Gumieni, published by Phalanx. Again, about 5 or 6 weeks later, to Mage Knight, The Apocalypse Dragon by Phil Pettifer, published by WizKids. The next week, our 80th game to be subjected to this treatment, Wroth, Wroth, by Manny Tremblay, published by Chip Theory Games. It did come back for a couple other weeks in the top 10 subsequently. And then the very next week, well, back-to-back weeks at number one for Gloomhaven, Buttons and Bugs by Joe Klipfel and Nikki Valens, published by Cephalofair Games. And then after 2 weeks at the top, it becomes the fourth game to do this? Let's see. Going back, Unfathomable was another one. Kama Sutra, Arena of the Planeswalkers. Yep, so the fourth time, and there will be one more, but the fourth time that a game spent 2 weeks at number one and then fell back to number 11. And so interestingly, it's also a game for the second time this has happened. This is the third time we've had a game be subjected two times to falling out. But it's the only one where we have a game that has spent 3 weeks at number. It is in both categories. So Gloomhaven, Buttons and Bugs has been in the top 10 three times. Each time it has been number one. And then after finishing at number one, both sequences, it fell out of the top 10. And both times it fell to number 11. So that's interesting. And then it was the very next week for Horror on the Orient Express, another repeater. This is our fourth to repeat at our third, fourth. Man, I should have numbered this. Anyway, I think it's the fourth time that we've had a game enter at number one and then fall back out the next week and do it twice. That's, again, by Adam Kwapinski and Mikhail Golubyovsky, published by Chaosium. It happened for them back in July of 2023. Than in April 2024. And as is true for the Gloomhaven, Buttons and Bugs, we haven't heard from it again in the last year plus. But that's a run of four number ones in a row, but it happened over 5 weeks because Buttons and Bugs was a two-timer, a number one. Then we have in just a few weeks later, on May 4th of 2024, Vantage by Jamie Stegmaier, published by Stonemaier Games. Debuted at number one, the next week went to number 17. Now, since it has spent 5 weeks at number one, and currently, last week, it was its 16th week in the top 10, so pretty good. That's the last good performance we're going to see from a game. No others of these games have spent more than 4 weeks in the top 10. Or, actually, after this next one, let me do this next one, Black Forest, by Uwe Rosenberg and Tito Lorenz, published by Capstone Games, which was a few weeks after Vantage. In its second week in the top 10, was number one. The next week it was number 25. It has appeared one other time. And this is the last one we're going to hear from that hit number one, fell out the next week, and has come back into the top 10 at all. And there's a reason for this, because a lot of times these are games that are kickstarted. Right? So it's a big announcement about a big game or occasionally a controversial game. And now we're up to Black Forest was May 25th of last year. So now we're in the range where these games, where it's happening to, and we're going to have several of them that are just from this year, there hasn't been enough time for them to come back, for them to have that second surge where I've said some of these other ones like, oh, well, it was number one again a few times later, or it spent a few more weeks in the top 10 later. These games haven't had a chance to do that yet because they're too new. So we have Radlands by Daniel Pietchnik, published by Roxley Games. I don't think that's true for this one. This is its fourth week in the top 10. It hit number one. The following week, it was number 51. But that stretch there of Vantage, Black Forest, Radlands, that was 3 weeks out of five where this happened. And then a break. We go between June and August of 2024. This might have been the ARC's time at number one. And we have for the... I'm going to go back and count it up this time. For the games this has happened to twice, I did mark it by saying again. So first it was Cloud Spire. Then it was HeroQuest. That's two. Then it was Gloomhaven Buttons and Bugs. Then Horror on the Orient Express. And for the fifth time, and this is the last one we have at this point, there's just five of them, we have Yokohama by Hisashi Hayashi, published by now Synapses Games, from August 31st of 2024, spent its second week at number one, actually its fourth week in the top 10, but then it was subjected to the same rough treatment as it was kicked to the curb. Lords of Heaven by Alexander Yagodzinski, published by Phalanx the very next week, then fell out of number 79. Revenant by Alan Kirkby, published by Mindclash Games later in September. The following week, October 5th, it was Speakeasy by Vital Lacerda, published by Eagle Griffin Games. I'd expect we're going to see Speakeasy again in the top 10. Will we see it at number one again? That I don't know. Here it was in its third week in the top 10. Then the following week, I'm guessing the Kickstarter project ended, or GameFound, or whatever it was, and it fell back to number 14. A few weeks later, in November, we had back-to-back weeks. Our 90th victim was Ethnos by Paolo Mori, published by Come On in its third week in the top 10. Then the following week, it was Dune Imperium Bloodlines by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf in its third week in the top 10. A gap of a couple of months before we have the controversial Foxpaw by Stefan Godot, published by Godot Games. A month later, it was Sail Legacy by Taylor Reiner, published by Allplay. Then for the fifth time, am I right about that? With the game spent 2 weeks at number one, Arena of the Planeswalkers, Kama Sutra, Frosthaven, Unfathomable. Nope, I'm wrong. Buttons and Bugs. So for the sixth time, so we have six of these, and then five of them that have had fallen out twice. But for the sixth time, a game with 2 weeks at number one, and then it falls out. Agricola Dead Harvest from middle of March, by Uwe Rosenberg and Tomasz Zawadzki, published by Lookout Games and Awaken Realms. Then we have, moving into May, a couple of months later, Seven Wonders Dice by Antoine Bauza, published by Repos Production. A couple weeks after that, Recall, by Christian Amundsen Ostby, Helga Meissner, Anna Wormlin, and Kjetil Svensson, published by Alliance Games, which I think is somehow related to Revive, is it not? I don't know, it's a lot of the same designers. A gap of a month before we get to Excalibur by Manny Tremblay, published by Roxley. The following week was Ember Leaf by Frank West and James Tomblin, published by the City of Games. Then a week of a reprieve, and then another Innovation by Carl Chudik, published by Asmodee Games. Certainly has to be one of the oldest games to be subjected to this treatment at this point. I mean, it has to be the oldest, right? It's like this point is 15 years old. Well, I guess HeroQuest was probably older, right? But 3 weeks out of five here around the middle of the year. And then we got a reprieve of a couple of months before Emberheart by Rob Fisher and Adam Porter, published by Mindclash Games, became the 100th game to hit number one and the following week miss altogether. In Emberheart's case, down to number 19. So there's your list. Not really a countdown, but 100 games that people were interested in enough to push them to number one for a week, or sometimes more. But the following week, the interest had died off so hard that they fell out of the top 10 altogether. Many times just into the top 20. sometimes much lower. And I don't know, it's maybe you heard a game in there, you're like, oh yeah, I remember hearing about that game last year or 10 years ago. And now you want to go seek it out, or maybe now you want to know more about it. Then great. Otherwise, it's just an interesting little quirk of the list. For Wednesday, September 24th, 2025.